at the top of this mountain. What a view. But hey, what's that over there?
I could be a trail. Yes, I should be a trail. From the peak all the way down to the vale. But it's an uphill journey until bikes ride on me. And it's a tough conversation convincing the powers that be. But I know I'll be a trail someday. And at least I hope and I pray that I will. Cause I'm still just a hill.
You sure have a lot of potential, but what do we have to do?
It starts with a few folks at home just like you. They decide they want a mountain bike trail in a certain area, and they reach out to their local trail association or mountain bike club. The club takes a look and says, "You're right, there ought to be a trail here." So they contact the landowner and start creating a plan.
Listen to those club members. They sure are passionate about making your trail a reality.
Oh yeah! Your local trail organization is made up of dedicated folks who spend a lot of their free time trying to make mountain biking better in your area. Most aren't paid and simply do it because they love the sport and want it to grow.
That's really neat. So what happens if they convince a landowner to let them build?
The club will write up an agreement that talks about what areas can be used, how difficult the trails can be, who will pay for what, and how the owner is protected in case someone gets hurt.
I could be a trail. Yes, I should be a trail. From the peak all the way down to the vale. Now with the owner's blessing, we will go straight to work. Looking for builders or volunteers to start moving dirt. And apply for grants both large and small. Oh, please do not let us fail. Cause it looks like I'll become a trail.
Wait, so even after all that, there's still more to do?
You could say that again, but we're almost there. With permission and funding lined up, trail building and coordination starts. Along the way, we may have to engage contractors, create easements for the public, work with other user groups, structure insurance, sign agreements with the local authorities, not to mention work through challenges in actually building the trail itself.
Wow, I had no idea. So, can we go for a ride now?
You bet, let's go.
Now I'm a trail. Yes, indeed I'm a trail. From my peak all the way down to my vale. Come rip down all of my berms and send new jumps close to home. Plow through rock gardens and come shred some new loam. My rocks and roots are really a treat. Buy those volunteers each some beer, because without them I would not be here.
Mountain biking can't happen without trails, and trails aren't built on their own. So take this as a big fat thank you to all of the trail organizations, bike clubs, advocates, builders, and volunteers who make our sport possible. We couldn't do this without you. If you're not already involved, please consider joining your local trail association or bike club. We can always use more help. See you on the trails.